This is one of the most undervalued altcoins in all of crypto simply because it's brand new and no one knows about it yet.
When you compare the market cap of this project to the competitors in the exact same space, you'll see just how undervalued this is. And the reason it's so undervalued is because nobody knows about it yet.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a new altcoin for the first time on this show. And the reason we're doing it is because we have to highlight just how undervalued it is at this moment. And the only reason it's undervalued is because, one, it just launched. So, two, no one actually knows about it yet, knows how revolutionary what they're doing is, and knows just how undervalued it is compared to the established projects in its sector.
So this only just launched, a couple weeks ago or so? Mm-hmm. And it's been holding up really, really well since its launch. And it's great to see that, because clearly there is a vision, and the holders that are currently in this project see the vision as well. Because sometimes you see these projects and they launch and they just dump and it's gone. It's like, well, clearly there was no mission, no vision, and all these other things. But clearly there is something here, and there's a lot of things that we like about it in terms of the revenue they're going to be generating. You can see that they're going to be tailored and improving your personalized health, something that you're not really seeing with a lot of other projects out there. But most importantly, when you compare the market cap of where it sits now compared to its competitors, it is so undervalued, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so you know we're very bullish on the decentralized science sector as a whole. We were the first people that you know to talk about AxesInDAO, which did 100x. Then we talked about Wellshare, which did like a 20 or 30x from presale, right? So the next project we're talking about, this is a brand new DeSci project. It has connections. It was advised by AxesInDAO, which is one of the reasons that we got into this so early, and we're able to offer this to an exclusive presale to some of our community. It just launched. And not only did it just launched on Base, which is one of the hottest blockchains in all of crypto. So this isn't on Ethereum, we're going to pay high gas fees. This isn't on Solana, where it's just all degens. This is on Base, which is the fastest growing blockchain, I think, in all of crypto, the fastest growing L2 on Ethereum. It has interesting ties to Coinbase, right? So the project we're talking about is PoseidonDAO, and the ticker is SCI, S-C-I.
So look at the fully diluted valuation of other DeSci projects out there. AxesInDAO AXUT sitting somewhere around $350 million. You look at Wellshare sitting around $150 million. And then you look at Research, the Research coin by Brian Armstrong. That sits around $1 billion. This one currently sits somewhere around $50 billion, $60 billion or so, depending on when the price fluctuates.
$50 million. Yeah.
Sits around $50 million. So when you compare it to the others and what they're doing, and how they're doing it, you just see like, okay, wow, this could really do another 50x, 100x or whatever, just to catch up to some of its competitors in the space.
For sure. And one of the reasons that we really like PoseidonDAO, as I mentioned earlier, we're very bullish on decentralized science. We're bullish on projects that are actually solving real world issues that everyone can understand. And everyone can understand healthcare. Everyone should want to get healthier. Everyone goes to the doctor. Everyone has health issues, whatever it may be. So everyone is going to understand decentralized science and how you can use the blockchain and AI to completely disrupt the trillion-dollar healthcare industry. Now, what PoseidonDAO is really focusing on is two of the largest and most prevalent diseases in the world, and that is cancer and Alzheimer's disease. Like AxonDAO is kind of the ecosystem for everything. And we saw Wellshare Health, which was originally talking about diabetes. Maybe do some other things now. But PoseidonDAO was the first one to specifically tackle cancer and Alzheimer's. And these are massive industries, cancer and Alzheimer's research, like hundreds of billions of dollars, because these are two of the diseases that ultimately lead to the deaths of a lot of people around the world, right? This is a big issue that PoseidonDAO can potentially help.
It's customized, tailored approach to personalized medicine. And it's super important because your body might react differently to an Alzheimer's treatment than another body. So when they do these massive studies, everybody's reacted differently. And that's why, you know, when you see these stupid commercials on TV, when they're pushing different drug products and stuff, it's like, oh, may cause this, may cause that, may cause that. It may cause all these things because all our bodies are different. Mm-hmm. You just did an epigenetics test recently, yep. And what you can eat is different than what I can eat.
Right.
So this whole way of approaching our lifestyle and approaching our overall health, I think, is really going to change through a project like PoseidonDAO. Mm-hmm. Because currently there's so many issues with traditional science, trad sci, if you will. Scientific research is often biased. It's gated. It's inefficient. It costs a ton of money. It's inefficient. It's all these things. Mm-hmm. And then when you have personalized medicine with an open sourced DAO like PoseidonDAO, it's so easy to generate funding and assist these scientists and researchers, which in turn makes medicine cheaper and makes it better for everybody involved.
Yeah, and like, why do we talk about crypto? Why do we love crypto so much? Is because it's disrupting traditional industries that have just grown so old-fashioned that they're no longer efficient, right? Bitcoin and decentralized finance is completely changing the old world of finance that was just no longer efficient and wasting everyone's time and money. Then we talk about things like BitTensor, which are disrupting AI because we don't want centralized AI and all the problems that that brings. Then when you talk about decentralized science, and in particular what PoseidonDAO is doing, they're changing the way that cancer and Alzheimer's funding can be done, right? Because what we see in traditional science and funding is that less than 50% of the funding that comes in through these donations actually makes it to the projects themselves, right? Because there's so much red tape, there's so much garbage that's going to people that it shouldn't be, governments, bureaucracies, all this stuff, which is just like these old world industries where it's inefficiencies, right? But with PoseidonDAO, 95% of the funds sent on-chain will make it to the actual projects and research areas that are working on these cancer and Alzheimer's solutions. 95% versus less than 50%. That is going to speed up the progress in these very important areas of medical research.
Yeah, it's so interesting because everybody has either a bias, they have a reason, like these universities have a reason as to why they either want to publish the data or not. There's money in people's pockets, like these, the people in Congress and all these things. Who are they getting paid by? Which pharmaceutical companies? All these things, right? So I came across this article. It's interesting. It's like black scientist. And, you know, as a black scientist, maybe there was an issue with they saw that she wasn't qualified to be a doctor, mm-hmm. or something like this. She had to wait 5 years to receive the necessary funding for this novel laser treatment for cancer. 5 years, she doesn't get the funding. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of problems here. One, this is a revolutionary way of possibly treating cancer, which goes against kind of the way that they currently do it with chemo and all these other things. So one, they probably don't want that to get out there. Two, there could have been an ethnicity issue that mm-hmm. existed and all these other things, right? So with PoseidonDAO, that all changes. Everything changes. And they actually help. So there's fast and transparent funding through the smart contracts. They support high-risk projects. So something like this novel approach that you have with these lasers could actually receive funding, which could end up inevitably changing, you know, millions of lives out there. Mm. Assistance through the project lifetime. So they don't, these projects that are launching and these novel research approaches, they don't just get abandoned on day one. You actually have the PoseidonDAO team working alongside these projects. Mm. So it's really cool. And it's a collective power of all these scientists together that makes this such a great platform.
Yeah. And now as you're learning more about PoseidonDAO and the Psi token, at the start of the episode, we mentioned just how undervalued it is. Think about all the stuff they're doing and it's brand new. The token just launched. The fully diluted market cap is well below all of the other established projects in the space, which is why we call the Psi token undervalued. Obviously, this is not financial advice. This is just our opinion. You need to do your own research, but you can clearly see why it is potentially very undervalued. Not only does it have all of these, you know, undervalued new coin tailwinds, but DeSci is hot right now, right? We saw Vitalik Buterin, we saw CZ. These guys are talking about DeSci. It's becoming you looked at Google Trends, like DeSci was nothing. Now it's something. Then you look at the fact that Poseidon DAO, the Psi token, is on Base, like we mentioned earlier. Coinbase. Brian Armstrong is the founder of Coinbase. He's a DeSci guy. Research Coin is his project. So what we're thinking is that Coinbase is going to start listing projects like Research Coin and Axon DAO. And what that's going to do is open the floodgates for potentially something like Poseidon DAO, which is already on Base, the Coinbase blockchain, to get listed on Coinbase. So we have all of these connecting the dots tailwinds for a new project like Poseidon DAO to become one of the leading DeSci tokens, right up there with Axon DAO, Wellshare Health, the ones that we know and love. That's where you can see that market cap go up and up and up, right? So you need to keep an eye on it.
I also see smart investors looking for projects that can actually generate revenue because you want to see growth metrics. So it's like, why am I going to invest in something? Well, they have multiple ways of generating revenue. One of them is through intellectual property commercialization, data monetization. This is really interesting. So they have these data assets like protein-related data, you know, that you and I would contribute to this platform and all these things. So they're going to monetize these data assets through something called Ocean Onda. Mm. And it's a decentralized data marketplace built by Ocean's Protocol.
Right.
Ocean Protocol is considered an AI play. I think it's in one of the AI baskets for Grayscale or whatever.
Right.
So that's interesting that they are going to be monetizing it that way. The Psi token, transaction fees, equity in biotech startups. So, you know, let's say one of these scientists comes along and creates a revolutionary platform. It does $1 billion in revenue. That all goes to the Psi holders. And then all the on-chain donations that you talked about at the beginning, about the 95% going. So there's five different ways in which this project can generate revenue. And the great part is the buyback and burns.
That's right. So if the DAO earns, if the Poseidon DAO earns $100,000, up to 30% may be used to buy and burn Psi tokens. Now, we talk about buy and burn a lot in this episode or the show. And what that means is that they're using their own DAO money to buy the tokens and burn them. So it's decreasing the supply of the tokens, which, if you know anything about the mechanics of supply and demand, the token goes up. So we have revenue generating, we have tons of tailwinds from the sector, from DeSci, from the Base blockchain, from it being just an early altcoin that just launched that no one knows about, right? We like to get in on these projects early before people start talking about them. And I think that's the position that Poseidon DAO and the Psi token are in right now. There's a ton of bullish catalysts coming for DeSci, coming for Base, and coming for Poseidon DAO. So this is one that you don't want to miss.
Yeah, and well, Axon DAO advisors, like you said, what they've grown that into a 30,000 holder. They got products rolling out with this AI ring and all these things. Mm-hmm. To have that same team advising a product that currently has like 2,000 or 3,000 holders currently, a lot of growth here for this project, in my opinion.
I like it.
Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.